Hello, and welcome back to another nugget of truth. Now, the first of the elementary principles found in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, is repentance from dead works. Now, we covered repentance in the last post, and now we'll look at works and dead works. Keep in mind that the book of Hebrews was written from a Jewish perspective. This was so the new Jewish believers would recognize that Jesus was the prophesied Messiah described in the Old Testament. Now, by the way, the Jews don't refer to their Bible as the Old Testament, but they call it the Tanakh. Technically, the first five books of the Bible is referred to as the Torah. And the word Torah can also describe the entire Tanakh, or what we would call the Old Testament. So let's get on with what is a work. Now, the Jews believed that the Torah contained 613 mitzvahs, or commandments. A practicing Jew observed all of these laws. 365 of these commandments were what we would call negative mitzvahs, or laws. And those the practicing Jew had to avoid. There were also 248 positive commandments to keep or observe. With so many positive and negative laws, it was almost impossible to keep them all. And so God provided repentance through sacrifices and restitution to cover sin. A work then involved keeping, number one, the positive laws, avoiding the negative laws, and finally making sacrifices or repentance when a law was violated. So doing the works of the law was the normal practice of a Hebrew and their life under the law. Now, Jesus Christ ushered in a brand new covenant. As a matter of fact, it's called the New Covenant. And what's important to understand is that it replaced the law. It didn't sit next to it, it replaced it. Now, not that any of the 613 mitzvahs were wrong or they're not beneficial to do, but grace replaced the law. We no longer please God by observing the letter of the law. Now we please God through a personal relationship with Him. God's grace makes relationship possible. So what is a dead work? Well, anytime you see the word dead at the beginning of a phrase, you know that it isn't going to be good. And so it is with the phrase dead works. Dead works are the works of the law, but in a new covenant setting. The key point here is that if you're under grace, it makes no sense to continue in the works of the law. In essence, the works of the law are pointless to pleasing God because grace has replaced the law. Now, how do I know if an act is dead or not? To distinguish if an action is a dead work, it's necessary to understand the word grace. God's grace means that it is a free gift. God's salvation is the greatest example of grace. God's gift of salvation to mankind is not on the basis of merit. No one deserves it. One cannot earn God's grace. As a matter of fact, the moment you try to deserve it or work for your salvation, for example, is when you nullify it. Grace and works are opposite sides of the coin. If it's by grace, it can't be by works. If it's by works, it can't be by grace. Paul makes a good point of this in the book of Romans. Now, God's love makes grace available to us. The New Testament of the Bible was originally written in Greek, and there are four Greek words translated as love, and they are, one, eros. That's the kind of passionate love is found between a husband and wife. The second is philia. That's brotherly love. As a matter of fact, the city of Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. The third is storge, and that is the love that you find within a family or in relatives and very close friends. But the fourth is so important because it is called agape. It is an unconditional love. It's love not based on performance, but on the decision of one to simply love. The highest form of love is agape. Agape is God's kind of love. God decided to love you, and there's nothing you can say, there's nothing that you can do to make him unlove you. It's not about what you do for God, but it's about who you are in Jesus Christ. So let's put it together now. Repentance from dead works. Dead works can be those actions to try and balance out the wrong that you've done. It's the idea of the balance scale, trying to make sure you do more good works to outweigh sinful works. The problem is, no one can be good enough. The church has rites and rituals and traditions and practices, and they really have only one true purpose, and that is they all point to Jesus Christ. They exist to help us remember what Jesus did, what Jesus is doing, and what Jesus will do for those who put their trust in him. Those rites and rituals and traditions and practices were never meant to put us in God's favor or to earn or deserve his grace. So in conclusion, let me say this. In the book of James, we're taught that true faith has an outworking in work. In other words, true faith produces a work. Now, this is the kind of work that pleases God because it is by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says that it's impossible to please God without faith. So the evidence of faith can be a work, a good work. But a work isn't necessarily by faith. The key to knowing if what you're doing is by faith or simply a ritual is to look at your motivation. Are you motivated by the love of God and his Holy Spirit, or is it simply a religious practice or habit? I encourage you that as you pursue your walk with Jesus, as you pursue your relationship with him, that it's not out of some kind of religious zeal or follow these 10 steps, but it would unfold as any true relationship would unfold. Step by step, deeper and deeper. God bless you. Can't wait to see you next time.